Governor Andrew Cuomo kissed hundreds of women, men, children, even legislators. By Wendell Hasebo on March 3, 2021. Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., apologized to the state of New York and the women he made feel uncomfortable on Wednesday but hedged, saying he has kissed hundreds of women, men, and children. Even legislators. Cuomo's defense against claims of sexual harassment made against him. You can go find hundreds of pictures of me kissing people pic.twitter.com/zufk5zigm4. Caleb Hull, I'm with the CCP, don't ban me, at Caleb Hull, March 3, 2021. He excused his actions by explaining, it was my father's way of greeting people, pointing out that it is a cultural thing. Cuomo saying, listen, I am always randomly kissing and hugging strangers everywhere I go. And I learned that for my father is not exactly a bulletproof defense. Jack Merkinson, at Jack Merkinson, March 3, 2021. Conservative commentators reacted, too. What? Grabbing and kissing strange women is a cultural thing? Michael Savage, at A Savage Nation, March 3, 2021. Cuomo, kissing people is just my way of greeting them pic.twitter.com/zefuebfction. Evan Siegfried, at Evan Siegfried, March 3, 2021. It seems like there are a number of clips from this Cuomo presser that could have legs. Particularly the one on kissing men and women as his customary way of greeting. Jake LaHut, at Jake LaHut, March 3, 2021. Andrew Cuomo fought off questions from reporters, refusing to resign his position amid a growing controversy over sexual harassment claims made by three women. Not to mention a nursing home scandal in which New York Attorney General Letitia James found Cuomo's administration had undercounted the number of coronavirus-related deaths in nursing homes by as much as 50%. I've said from the beginning Cuomo's contrived sex scandal is a distraction from the actual scandal. He far more likely survives a debate over the propriety of watching a reporter eat a hot dog than he does an inquiry into his lethal COVID policies and subsequent cover-up. Michael Knowles, at Michaela Knowles, March 3, 2021.